How's it going tonight? Dane here. I think I'm going to flip that around from now on. I keep doing it. It sounds stupid. Dane here. How are you guys doing tonight? Yeah, it's like I when I first started this, I would always forget to say who I was. And then, like, I think there's some of my original podcasts, I don't even say that it's Dane. So anyway, Dane here. How are you guys doing tonight? It probably works better. Just going through, I think it's called Speed Reading Secrets, by a guy named Howard Berg, and, Super Reading Secrets by a guy named Howard Berg, and, it's fascinating. It's like all these little tidbits about reading and how to read. My dad's an English professor, and so, like, He would always tell me, like, you know, like, the most important thing about a book is, like, the introductory paragraph, or, like, you know, like, read the first line of every paragraph and the last line. That'll give you the idea of what the book is about, and just kind of, like, breezing through information. One of the things that I've, you know, noticed is that, like, I really get focused on a certain word, or my eyes, like, will kind of bounce around. I'm not, like, clean. Like, but this guy, like, he teaches you, like he actually uses his left hand to kind of, like, scan the page, and he uses the right hand to flip. I think he said he could read something like, I don't know, some stupid number. Like, he read like something like crazy, like 25,000 words a minute or something stupid. But he doesn't read. Like, that's the thing, is like, he gets to a point where it's like the information comes in, and he can pick out nouns and verbs. He can pick out, like, schemas, like what the actual underlying meaning of stuff is, because he's read it before, or he's seen it before. He has all these, like, little tools that, you know, like, we're so, the way we perceive information is we always kind of want to, like absorb it the way we read it. And I always get really distracted and really bored. And then, like, if I've read a story before, I get stuck in the parts that I know, and I'll read them really slow, because, like, I'll be like, oh, finally something I understand here. But he's like, that's like the oasis. Like, that's when you should be skimming. Like, you should just be like, oh, I've heard that story before. Or, oh, I know all about Pavlov's dog. Okay, I'm going to go to the next section. I'm like, not like you jump through it, but you just read it really quickly. And it goes to how, you know, we process information, especially in the modern day. I thought this was super interesting, because it's like there's so much information that I'm like, oh, I've heard that. Oh, I've heard that. Oh, I've heard that. Oh, I've heard that. And it's like, you can't get through it. Like, I mean, some people listen at 2.5 speed or 2 speed, like 2x speed, like videos and stuff, like, to get through them quicker, which is fine. Like, I appreciate why they do that, because there's a part of me who, like, I mean, it makes me feel anxious to just, like, listen to people speak so fast, and, like, because I'm trying to absorb all the little pieces instead of just taking the top level of information. And I'm sure this speaks to something in my psyche that I, you know, I kind of am coming aware of through, like, this guy's book. But yeah, like, it's really fascinating the way he processes information, and how he, like, you know, like, there's a lot of skills out there that, like, have been kind of, you know, that have been, like, you know, certain people know, but, like, they're not taught in general at school. They're not taught to us. And especially, like, when we're, you know, going through information that we've already gone through before, and we're just trying to get to the point where we want to, like, actually do the thing. You know, and we're trying to find, like, a certain piece of information. It's, you know, like, in a book, that's what I liked about a hardcover book, or, like, a physical book, is you could always, like, kind of scan through it. In the digital world, there is the search features, but a lot of times, I don't know why, it seems like it's just like, if you have a video, like, it's a real pain to find it. Now, you can go to the transcript, and you can search a transcript, and then, you know, on Google, on YouTube, like, most of the transcripts are there, like, on, like, if you dig in, like, look it up, but, like, you can actually find the transcript to videos. It's all automatically done, so that, you know, like, you can be closed captioned, but you can, and then it kind of tells you what minute, you know, certain things are at. So you can do it, but it's not as easy as, like, you know, like, actually going and getting that piece of information. So I find, like, a lot of times, you know, if I'm listening to something I've listened to before, or I just won't listen to it because, I know there's a piece of information there, but I don't want to go digging for it because I know it'll take forever. So I just don't really even approach it. But you know, that's what I'm going to, like, I've realized is that, like, I'm going to start looking at information more from that standpoint of, like, okay, if I've heard it before, I'm going to, like, go through it, and I'm going to, like, only, like, really try and focus on new information, and then work on, like, memory, like, you know, putting that information into the right spot in your head, like, linking it to, like, things that you already know. One of the things he says in this book, and I thought that it was really interesting, is that, like, you know, like, let's say, for instance, like, you're reading about someone who you know. You can even watch yourself, like, remember other things about that person, and then you kind of, like, add that information to that part of your brain. Like, it's like he calls them, like, an envelope. Like, you put it in that space in your brain, and then, like, there's a recall. I was listening, you know, to people talk about, like, Elon Musk and his ability to learn information, and how he's really, like, adamant about, like, building the trunk of information. Like, he, like, really focuses on building a strong foundation of whatever he's learning, and then he can build stuff on top of that. And so this kind of applies to that, is that, like, you know, if we're not spending so much time, you know, focusing on words, then, and, like little details, then we can, like, you know, like, look at things more holistically, pull the information out that we need, and then, like, it, only if it's, like, new information to us do we really take the time to process it. So this is something that I'm going to be, you know, practicing and doing more of, you know, now that I'm aware of it, is that, like, you know, most authors are going to, like, give details where they need, because they're trying to, like, write to the lowest common denominator. But if, like, you're aware of that area of expertise, or you understand that subject matter, you're going to just, like, breeze through it. So, like, don't focus too deeply on, like, things that, like, are like things that you just know, or their old hat, and you know, where it's almost like our instinct too. Like, it's like, I was saying, like, when I read stuff that I've already read before, I just kind of go, like, I'll spend a lot of time on it. So anyway, and, like, it's also, he said, like, keeping the pace of your reading, like, just, like, just go through it very quickly. But, like, you're not going to want to, like, slow down and speed up, because if you, like, slow down, or you get caught by a picture, or they start focusing on certain things, it'll just totally disrupt. What you're trying to do is pull information in at a rate so that you can, like, understand it, you know, at a level holistically. And then maybe if, you know, he said, like, you can just use a pencil to kind of mark little areas where, you know, like, you might want to go back and review. But the key is that, like, you want to get through and get that, like, low resolution, you know, understanding of stuff. And, you know, like, slow down, you know, you can slow down a little bit when you're reading, like, the topic paragraph, or, like, the first couple sentences of a paragraph, or, you know, like, the key areas where there's actually information, where all the main schema, as he calls it, is loaded up there. Like, it's there's certain ways that everyone writes. And then, like, then after that, there'll be an anecdote. And, like, the anecdote is there mainly to kind of give you an idea. But, like, once you start recognizing when the anecdotes are there, it doesn't hurt to kind of, like, just breeze through them. Because if you just get the key words, the key verbs and nouns, like, you get a really good idea of, like, what the meaning of that paragraph is. So this is all very fascinating to me. Like, I'm like, oh, geez, like, I'm like, you know, because when I read extremely slow if I find information I want to learn. It's like, but it's almost like it, I don't know how to explain it. It doesn't really do me any benefit. It's almost like for my own enjoyment. I don't do it for a gain. I kind of, like, use up all my energy reading stuff that's, like, not important. So anyway, so you could probably, like, cut 90% of this podcast out if you want. I won't edit it for you, but, you know, go ahead and speed up and slow down where you can. So anyway, that's the topic of tonight, and thanks for listening.